Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book The Soul of Money, transforming your relationship with money and life. Money is a product of human civilization that has been with us for thousands of years. Not only money still plays an important role in economic activities, it also constitutes a pivotal element in countless aspects of our lives. Money is no longer just a tool for the exchange of materials and services, it is a force that everyone needs to confront with. Think about it, have you ever wronged yourself or hurt yourself for money? Have you ever felt imprisoned or depressed because of it? Has mankind waged wars because of money or brought harm to the earth even if our own survival depended on it? All these actions are driven by the invisible yet overwhelming power of money. It controls our lives and the world's future and enslaves us without us knowing it. So, can we change this abnormal relationship with money? The book The Soul of Money tells us that as long as we consciously reshape our relationship with money, make it more honest, free, and beneficial, then we will truly become rich from inside and recreate a meaningful life that allows us to fully express ourselves, while the world will develop in a more sustainable way. Lynn Twist is the lead author of this book. Her understanding of money comes from her experience with charity work over the past 50 years. In 1977, she joined a global campaign called the Hunger Project, which still aims to solve the long-standing hunger problem using the existing resources. This project not only improved life quality for countless people, but also made her aware of her inner hunger as well as her superficial and inappropriate lifestyle. Since then, she and her husband changed their past behavior, stopped blindly chasing and accumulating money, and began to spend their time, energy, and money with the purpose of creating a different life. Moreover, she made use of her own experience to help other people reconsider their relationship with money and regain a healthier and more comfortable life. With the help of the co-author Teresa Barker, the book The Soul of Money was born. Next, we will learn about how to make better use of money in order to create a truly rich and fulfilling life through the following three parts. Part 1, why is our life so often controlled by money? Part 2, how to correctly interpret our relationship with money? Part 3, how to reshape our relationship with money to change our life and even the entire society? We live in a world defined by money to a large extent. Many people consider money as an important factor when making decisions and as an important yardstick to measure one's success. They allow money to take control over their lives even if that means to deviate from their principles and original intentions. Why is it so? Lynn Twist believes that all this stems from a sense of scarcity rooted deep in everyone's mind. If we observe carefully, we find out almost everyone is haunted by their thoughts concerning scarcity every day. I haven't slept enough. I don't have enough time, I'm not slim enough, I don't have enough money to spend, and so on. The endless feeling of scarcity persistently influences the way we think, act, and live. Whether rich or poor, powerful or weak, no one seems to be able to free themselves from this mental dilemma. In the relationship with money, scarcity represents the deep fear of not having enough material resources to live a satisfying and prosperous life. As a result, this fear restrains and dominates people's hearts and breeds greed, jealousy, and prejudice. Although money itself is neither good nor bad, it is just a tool for trading. People's sense of scarcity has distorted the nature of money and generated the wrong understanding of their relationship with it. Lynn summarized this misconception into three toxic myths. The first toxic myth is that there are not enough resources. In our mind, they are limited and cannot guarantee everyone basic needs. Therefore, we must work hard to not lose to others and not have the access to resources precluded. In order to obtain oil from certain regions, nations wage war, and in some communities systems are created to prevent others from obtaining resources like clean water, healthcare, and good education. All these actions are driven by strong material desires rooted in the sense of scarcity. The second toxic myth is that more is better. The root of this idea again is the fear of scarcity of resources. It pushes people to work hard and endlessly compete with each other to acquire and accumulate as many resources as possible. No matter how far or how fast we go, no matter how many people we surpass, the sense of scarcity will always make us feel that what we earned is not enough. The pursuit of more has gradually become an addiction which consumes our energy and leaves us no time to slow down and reflect on ourselves. We stop working on our self-worth and start ignoring our inner integrity. The more is better myth has also caused violence, war, corruption, and environmental damage all around the world. People do all these things just to satisfy their desire for more land, more market shares, more property, more power, and more money. The third toxic myth is called that's just the way it is. Resigning ourselves and succumbing to the concept of scarcity, we take for granted that the world itself is unfair and only the strongest can survive. It is natural for the rich to hold great power, while the poor can all but accept the reality. The systems of many countries are established in a way that benefits a few wealthy people, ignoring completely the negative impact this has on public health, education, and safety. Towards such unfairness, most of us feel either desperate and helpless or cynical, without thinking that actions can instead be taken to change all this. The three toxic myths are deeply rooted in many cultures. Since their birth, children are ceaselessly given by the elders golden advice about money. For instance, Lynn's grandmother taught her several granddaughters, marry the money and love will come later. The mass media, advertisements, marketing, and other channels also preach such ideas, being successful means to make a lot of money. This kind of information gives people the illusion that whoever makes huge profits from overexploiting resources becomes more successful than any teacher, civil servants, or those who earn relatively low salaries. On the other hand, there is also the personal wise advice we give ourselves. For a long time, Lynn told herself that working as a volunteer, she cannot expect to have enough income to earn a living or afford to support her family. However, she later realized that this very belief actually limited her career development. Today, she still dedicates her time and energy to volunteer work while relying on her husband to financially support the family, but at the same time she also makes and manages her own money and has gained a sense of satisfaction and responsibility by doing so. There are many pieces of wise advice in our life that could determine our attitude towards money and lifestyle. Some people believe that financial success is the foundation of happiness, so they spend their whole lives chasing after money, but forget to ask themselves what they truly love. Some people know that their job has no future, but worry about being unemployed, so they settle with the status quo. Some are afraid that their insistence on financial independence will damage their intimate relationships, so they let their significant other control all their financial decisions. It's the wise advice about money like these that restricts our lives. This is the content of part 1. The deep-rooted notion of scarcity instills fear in our hearts, and gives us the wrong understanding of money and of our relationship with it. This leads to endless competition, and on a greater scale, violence, war, corruption, and environmental damage. Many people consider some advice as golden and valid, but instead they limited their own lives by following them. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.